primary, we said grade school. Our primary grades.
Well, what grades would be involved in that?
1 through 6.
Okay. And then what comes after that?
Junior high.
Is that 6 through?
7, 8, and 9.
Oh, okay.
The tradition around here, they change it up to every time. But basically, I think of grade school, our elementary school, our primary grades, 1 through 6. Then the next thing is junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And then above that, I'd say senior high school or high school. Although there's a lot of them around here go 9 through 12, and they go junior, freshman, mm-hmm. sophomore, senior, and so forth.
What do you call that kind of fence that's around the playground? Made out of wire?
Just a wire fence. And if it,
how about chain link?
Yeah, chain link, most common name.
What do you call the place where they might play basketball or something at school?
A court.
Okay, and then how about a place?
Our gymnasium.
Okay.
Gym.
And then at a gym you could do various types of...
Yeah, almost everything.
What do you call the place where the toilets are in the school?
The John, probably. maybe the head. Old Navy term.
Yeah.
I'm not from the Navy, but I mean it drifted
into
schools.
But it drifted into
yeah.
schools when you were...
Somebody said, this is going to the head.
You'd know.
You know what it meant.
Yeah.
And, but probably John was the
mm-hmm.
most common
mm-hmm.
name. Nobody said toilet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had some lesser names we won't put on tape.
Okay.
But the guys, you know, that's just a nasty language age from,
yeah,
from
bar, sure.
you know, high school,
yeah.
thing like that.
And this next part, this is going to be various ethnic and religious groups.
Hey,
you want it out?
Yeah. Well, that's a fact,
I didn't
though.
Know that. Really?
I always thought crapper came from the fact there was crap
yeah.
in the crapper.
But it was somebody's name.
The man who invented the flush toilet was named Crapper.
I didn't know that. That's
and here
funny.
It is a legitimate word, and I always
all
thought it was a blue
was a,
word.
Yeah, a terrible word. That's funny. That's good. That's very interesting.
One of the most interesting things I ever
is.
Found
I
out.
I think it's just amazing. I really do. I can't believe I hadn't already heard it. This anyway, this is, again, different names and stuff. It could be derogatory or not necessarily derogatory or whatever. And lots of these you won't have names for because they wouldn't have had any in Little Rock. But anyway, some of these you will. Okay, how about any other names for Roman Catholics?
Just primarily Catholics. I have somebody want to be a little bit darker, they might say fish eaters, you know.
How about any, like, fundamentalist Protestants?
Probably no name at all.
But Holy Roller, did you ever hear that name?
Yeah. I heard that often referring to Pentecost, primarily.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you meant by fundamentalist Protestant. That's
yeah.
not that's not in my
no, that's what's written down here. I was just
that's like a ecumenical and all these terms that you use that don't mean a thing.
You said Holy Roller now, you
yeah.
don't know.
I don't know exactly what
Holy
you meant.
Roller.
A Holy Roller is a good word in my language from childhood.
Do you know any other names for Jews?
Kike, you know, and the slang term, but you wouldn't use that unless you were wanting to be derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily Jew.
Okay.
Just most commonly. There wasn't a lot of, in this part of the country, there wasn't any bad feeling toward the
mm-hmm.
Jews particularly. And I mean, a kike was a seldom used word that
mm-hmm.
you'd have to really stretch
mm-hmm.
to know.
Okay, and I'm just going to mention some other groups and just see, you know, Germans.
No.
Italians, any names?
No.
Poles.
Oh, they'd call WOPs.
Oh, yeah, but you know that, but not...
Yeah. Well, I mean, there weren't that many ethnic groups around, but I mean, if somebody called somebody a WOP, I'd know not to call an Italian
yeah.
a WOP, unless I was trying to insult him, you know.
How about Poles?